Right now, Howard Bingham calls himself the Forrest Gump of photojournalism because he keeps popping up as history is being made. A self-taught photographer who learned his craft on the job, Bingham is most famous for his photos of Muhammad Ali, who he began working with when the fighter was still a brash young man known as Cassius Clay. Over the course of his long career, he created lasting images of everyone from Nelson Mandela to Bill Cosby. Howard Bingham is joining us now, and if you have any questions for him about his photographs or his life or his relationship with Muhammad Ali, our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255, and the email address is talk@npr.org. You can also comment on our blog at npr.org/blog of the nation. And joining us now in the night studio at the museum is photographer Howard Bingham. And he's in Washington to be honored by the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's 12th Annual Celebration of Leadership in the Fine Arts. Welcome to the program, Howard.
Hello, fine. Thanks a lot. I'm honored.
And what does it mean to you to be getting this honor from the Black Caucus?
A very, very big honor for me, because for me to have had not a formal education in photography and to have a lifetime achievement in photography here and for the Black Caucus, it's nice.
You're self-taught in photography.
Self-taught.
How did you do it? How did you go about learning your craft?
I learned it the hard way. I made an F in photography in junior college. And how it happened was I was out of high school. And what happened was, I wasn't focused in college, and the thing was, I was having a lot of fun. Don't laugh, because you know, in college, you do not have to report home and things, and so I finally got kicked out. After a couple of years, and then the thing was, I got kicked out, and so I needed a job. And the thing was, I had to have a job. And so a couple of my neighbors, they were photographers, and I saw them with beautiful young ladies, and I said, "Hey, I like this." And so I went to the local newspaper, and I said, "Hey, I would like to help you to do some work down here. And I would like to learn." So he said, "No, come back tomorrow." And I came back the next day, every day for 5 days. "No, come back tomorrow." So come back tomorrow. So after 5 days, he said, "Okay, come on in, but don't bother anything." So after 5 days, I was there, and I was there a whole month, just running errands for him and picking up bags and going out on assignments with him. And so after a month, I said, "Why don't you get the artist just to hire me?" And then he said, "Okay, if I do that, I'll have to get half your salary." And then I said, "Okay, fine."
So he did, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And so what happened was he went to the editor and said that I was this, I was that, and wasn't anything like me in sight. So I went out on assignments, came back with no film, out of focus film, underexposed, overexposed, and you know.
But you just kept doing it, and that's how you learned.
And it was on the job training.
How did you meet Muhammad Ali?
And after that, I got fired 18 months after that.
Oh, you did?
Because I was doing excellent work.
Because you were what?
Doing excellent work.
Oh,
It was really real good things that I was doing.
Did you love it right away? Did you find out that you loved it right away?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had fun doing it.
It was a way to express yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about how you met. Well, he was Cassius Clay at the time. How did that relationship start?
I met him. He was one of my assignments, and I had never heard of him before. And one of the assignments was to cover this big album of coming to town. And so I went to the news conference. I went to the news conference and introduced myself, took a photograph, and left. And later on that afternoon, I saw him and his brother on the corner of 5th and Broadway. And then I hollered out and said, "Hey, would you need a ride?" And he said, "No, they were just hanging out on the corner." And then I said, "I have some errands to run, and after my errands, I'll show them around L.A." And so he said, "Okay, I'll ride with you." So I did my errands, and then I'm having trouble hearing myself. And
oh, you are?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
You can just turn it down a little bit.
I'll turn it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need it just because when people call, you're going to want to hear them.
Okay, I'm sorry. And so what happened was after my errands, I showed them around L.A. I took them to my mother's house, took them to some friend's house, and I introduced them to some people at the bowling alley. And so I was around with them every day for about a week. And so we got to be real good friends. And
he must have been amazing to meet at that time in his life.
He was a whole lot of fun. He liked
a lot of energy, huh?
Oh, yeah. And so he's out there to fight a fighter by the name of George Logan at the time.
Yeah. We've got a call from somebody who I think was an Ali fan. Let's take that call. We're going to go to Leon in Athens, Ohio. Hi, Leon.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I think it's a real privilege that get a chance to talk to Mr. Bingham, because I'm a big Muhammad Ali fan, and I know of their relationship. And I got two questions for Mr. Bingham. One, throughout your time, what would you consider the moment that you captured on film that caught Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay in his most powerful form? And what would have been the photograph that you think that you'd have caught him in his weakest moment? The reason why I ask this question is because of I got a chance to meet him and spend a couple of days with him at his camp in the Poconos, and I found him to be such a genuine human individual beyond the iconic image that we have of him. That's my first question. And the second question is, I think you might be able to speak to this. Can you show us the difference, or speak to the difference between the personality of Muhammad Ali versus Cassius Clay? And I'll take my answer off the phone so I can listen to you on the radio.
All right. Thanks so much, Leon.
Leon, some hard questions. Yeah. What was the first one?
Okay. The first one, I think he asked you three questions, actually. I think he wanted to know the photo that you took of Ali in his strongest moment, and then maybe in his weakest moment, and then was there a difference between Cassius Clay and Muhammad Ali?
Yes, the names. the weakest and the strongest moments. I really don't have his weakest and strongest moments. I've taken so many pictures over the years, and I really just can't bring it down to one of those.
Do you have a favorite picture at all?
All of them are my favorite.
Yeah.
I have millions and millions of pictures of Ali. I've been shooting him ever since 1962.
Well, maybe that's what I let Leon go because he said he was going to listen off the phone. But maybe this is what he meant, which is, you know, you started photographing him when he was a really young, vigorous man, and of course now we know he's ill. And when we, you know, those of us who don't know him well, see photographs of him, sometimes to us he looks weak. Maybe that's what he meant.
Maybe
don't know.
So. But Ali, he's 66 years old. He has this here disease called Parkinson's. He's a happy man. He does things every day. He's on the road now. He's in New York now, meeting with the ex-president of Bill Clinton, and he's on the road all the time. And he's a happy man with his lovely wife Lonnie, and. His mind is 100%. You know, he just kind of explained himself like he would like to do, but he's out there.
Did he become a different person after he became Muhammad Ali in any way? After he changed his name to Muhammad Ali, did just that change of the name in some way reflect a change that was going on inside of him?
The name. Muhammad Ali made him a international name because of the Muslim influences and the international names that the Muhammad Ali brings to it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's take a call now from John. John's calling from Palo Alto, California. Hi, John.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Hi, Mr. Bingham.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm a serious amateur photographer, and I'm curious. I'm now in my 50s, my early 50s, and I'm wondering if you can start this late in a sort of semi-professional sense of doing things outside the local newspapers and such.
Well, what was that last part?
If it's too late to do some freelancing work for local newspapers and such at this age.
It is never too late, John. It's never too late. How long have you been shooting?
I've lived in Palo Alto. Is that what you asked? I'm sorry.
No, how long have you been shooting
pictures?
I'm sorry. For about 25 years.
No, so.
And I'm taking classes of various types. In fact, on Monday I start a photojournalism class with Peter Camich. Peter Camich, I think. It's for San Francisco Chronicle.
Oh, great. Well, hopefully one of these days soon that you will be extra lucky and have an opportunity to get one of those wonderful photographs, which I know that they are all are wonderful, in one of the newspapers. And then once it's in the newspapers, it will be world famous. And then, John, you'll be it.
Does that answer your question?
Thank you for your inspiration.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling. We're talking with photographer Howard Bingham, and you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Howard, here's an email from Vicky, and she writes, "Do you remember taking a photograph of Cassius Clay in front of the Federal Building in New York City? My mother-in-law was in the photo, and I've been trying to find it for my husband. His mother passed away 30 years ago, and he only has one photo of her." Do you remember that photo at all?
No, not really.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
We thought we might be able to help you there, Vicky, but
sorry, Vicky.
Is there, apart from the Muhammad Ali photos, is there one that you remember taking? I know, for instance, you took, I think, many photographs of Nelson Mandela, for example. Anybody else that really you were standing there thinking, I can't believe I'm taking a photograph of this person, that was really memorable?
Elvis? Yes. 1973, Elvis had a robe made for Ali in Las Vegas, and Ali Ward in the 1973 fight that he had in Las Vegas with, I forget the fighter he had the robe on, and Elvis put on the back of the robe People's Choice, and it was a typical Elvis robe. And it was wonderful. And I'm the only one who has a photograph of Elvis with that robe.
Oh, that's great. What about Nelson Mandela? Do you remember that photography session?
Aline and I met Mr. Mandela in South Africa. Well, we actually first met here in Los Angeles. Not here in Los Angeles, but in L.A. in 1991, after he got out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful meeting. Mr. Mandela was a big, big fan of Ali because he was an ex-boxer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then we went to South Africa in 1993, and Mr. Mandela and Ali and I had dinner together.
Mm.
It was wonderful.
You know, I was looking at some photos that you took in Mississippi in 1968. I think you were on an assignment.
Mount Bayou.
Yeah, you were on an assignment for, I think, Time Magazine or one of the...
Life Magazine. Yes.
And, you know, there's one in particular that struck me. It was of two young girls, and they had no water in their home, and they had to cross a busy road to get some water. And it just made me think, you've seen some incredible changes over the years.
Oh, sure.
Your...
People had to walk miles and miles in water every morning and every afternoon. And... it made me think, because I had water and things at home, or running water at home, and after I left there, I didn't want for anything. Shoes and food and stuff, they didn't have food, you know, they had signs of food on their walls and things that they wanted for, you know.
Yeah.
It just...
Did you feel like your photography made a difference? Did that? Did doing a shoot like that make you feel like
it
made a
difference? I hope that it did, but, you know, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you like to shoot now? I mean, what's your favorite thing now?
I like people, and I'm mainly organizing, getting some exhibits and things together.
Getting exhibits of your past photographs together.
Yes. Matter of fact, I'm having an exhibit starting next month at the California African American Museum in Los Angeles, and it's on the Black Panthers.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Let's see if we can get another call in here from John, who's calling from Freeport, Illinois. Hi, John.
Hi. Good day, Howard. I wanted to tell you I love your background. It encourages people that didn't get it right the first time.
Thank you.
But the question I have is, I've followed Muhammad Ali ever since the Olympics, and I still follow him. And all through it, he's really struck me as a very spiritual person. Did you find him that way?
Oh, yes. He is now. Every day he prays 5 times a day, you know. And, I've always said that I just wish that everybody in the world had a 10% of his thoughts or his interest in the love and the ability to
spread that love. Is that what you're saying?
Spread the love, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because he loves people, he loves life, you know. And
he changed your life, it seems like.
Oh yeah, he changed a whole lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, thank you so much for your call, John. And Howard, I want to thank you for joining us today. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks a lot for having me on here. I was very, very nervous. And I hear myself through this microphone.
Don't worry about it. And you know what? It's all done, so don't worry. And enjoy your time with the Congressional Black Caucus. They are giving you an award. Howard Bingham is a photographer, and he joined us here at the Knight Studio at the Newseum. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
Thank you.